A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have golden sunshine the last few rays, 65 degrees.
And crashes northbound I-15, Pleasant Grove and Draper. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story, an eye doctor here in Utah is facing a lawsuit for allegedly being unlicensed and performing eye surgeries. Attorneys say this doctor might have specifically targeted immigrants. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with the story.
Attorneys claim the plaintiff in this case, Robert Arias, went to Dr. Paul Wade Wyatt's business at the end of last year. Wyatt charged a fraction of what the other doctors were asking for. However, the technique has been described like this.
A third world surgery that isn't even performed in the United States anymore.
Attorney Dustin Lance says Wyatt put the wrong lens in his client's eye, forcing several more surgeries. And they believe there are more people out there who won't come forward, believing they'll be deported. But immigration attorney Isabel Lanasco is asking them not to be afraid.
There are immigration remedies for you if you've been a victim of these type of surgeries by Dr. Wyatt.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:31. Flu season is coming. Todd Fuchs is here right now.
Yeah, the flu season in Utah is normal so far, Jeff, but KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says at least four people are in the hospital right now.
There have also been reports of tourists with the swine flu, and there are shortages of the nasal mist vaccine and the high-dose vaccine that is strongly recommended for folks over 65.
It's too soon to tell how bad the flu season will actually be, but young children, the elderly, people with respiratory and heart disease are being strongly encouraged to get a flu shot. Everyone should get one. Intermountain Healthcare asking people to check their carbon monoxide monitors. This is after 60 people were treated for poisoning this weekend after a meeting house for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was evacuated yesterday afternoon in Provo. Over 20 had to get hyperbaric treatment, which is the same kind of thing scuba divers get if they rise too fast. Did you know carbon monoxide poisoning is the number one cause of death by poisoning in the U.S.? The friends of a Utah tech leader say the San Jose police messed up. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says the department has come under scrutiny after a Facebook search group was the one to find Aaron Valenti's body Saturday night.
Valenti was in Southern California for work and missed her Monday evening flight home to Utah from San Jose International Airport. Police in San Jose had determined that she was voluntarily missing.
Friends still don't know how long she was already dead before the volunteers found the body. San Jose police have not commented, saying it's still an open investigation. Sanctions against Turkey. Some troops now staying in southern Syria. Maria Schleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the U.S. is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Turkey's strikes against Kurds in Syria.
We want to begin negotiations between Turkey and Syrian Defense Forces.
Vice President Pence will lead the mediation effort. He says he will be leaving as quickly as possible to launch talks to end the violence and reach a long-time border settlement. The president also says some troops will remain in southern Syria to prevent revival of the Islamic State. He made the troop announcement as part of a tweet on new economic sanctions against Turkey. ABC's chief global correspondent Martha Raddatz has details.
But without American troops in northern Syria, without influence there, and now without partners, the Kurds, it makes intelligence gathering for potential missions much more difficult. So in many ways, it is even more dangerous for U.S. forces.
She also says it makes it more likely that ISIS could reestablish itself. Casualty numbers vary in Turkey's offensive in northern Syria.
The numbers are fluctuating depending on who you talk to, but some of the information is that it could be as many as several hundred Kurdish fighters have been killed in the fighting. That's according to the Turks. The Kurds themselves are saying that other numbers are much lower.
That is ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon. And breaking news here on KSL News Radio. The Fort Worth police officer who shot a black woman in her home this weekend has been charged with her murder. Aaron Dean resigned from the police force earlier today. He was called to conduct a wellness check on Atiana Jefferson, who he then shot and killed in her home. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Congressman Tulsi Gabbard says she's in for the next presidential debate. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Last week, Gabbard said she was considering boycotting tomorrow's Democratic debate. She claimed the DNC and corporate media were trying to rig the election. Today, a one-line tweet saying, quote, "I will be attending the debate." Beto O'Rourke clarifying whether, if elected, he would take away the tax-exempt status for churches who oppose same-sex marriage.
To be clear, you are free to believe anything that you want to in this country, to associate with whom you please, to practice your faith as you best see fit, but you are not allowed to discriminate against people in this country.
Last week at a town hall, he was asked that question, to which he answered yes. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Last week's cold snap here was annoying, and you probably had to yank your tomatoes, but in the Midwest, the winter is already back with a vengeance. It's blizzarding there. And the big deal here is that it's killing farmers' harvests. They had historic flooding in the spring, now an early blizzard. Crops needed more time to grow, but farmers are having to pull them before they freeze off. They say this cold could delay harvests by 3 weeks. KSL News time is 6:35.
Let's check traffic now. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
Well, clearing pretty quickly, but we do have a crash that's adding to some slowdowns in Utah County. It's northbound I-15, Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Now, they have opened the HOV lane to traffic, and with all lanes open, we still have backups into Linden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. My minute of news is on the way. Next.